came together, any other details we may not know about other than the AAV and the term?
It kind of started last year. You know, they mentioned near the end of the season that they want to talk about extension early in the summer. And, you know, my agent came to me and I told him I'd be more than happy to sign a longer-term deal with them and you know, hopefully maybe even finish my career with the Jets. So it all came together, and thankfully they were kind of on the same page as us and everything worked out.
You had said that last year, that about, you know, the potential of finishing your career with this team. Why do you want to stay in Winnipeg?
Well, I didn't want to leave as soon as things are starting to get good. I mean, I've been with this franchise a long time, and a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and I feel like the team is taking a turn, and it's definitely the most talented group I've ever played with. So I think the future of this team is really bright, and in the next few years, it's going to be fun to play on this team. So that was another thing that kind of was in the back of my mind that made me want to stay longer here.
Any no movement or no trade clause involved?
I believe there's a no movement for the first 3 years. I'm going to have to double check with all that, but and then a modified no trade in the back half. So, might want to ask my agent that.
So. What was the process like, Brian, in terms of how, like, you know, started July 1, but when did you know it was really going to heating up, I guess, if you will?
I think more as I was getting ready to leave for Winnipeg and when I got here. Not that talks were slow off the start, but it was kind of more just feeling each other out and trying to figure out what both sides wanted. And once I got to Winnipeg especially, I mean, I think both sides were talking every day, so things moved pretty quickly.
Is it fair to say this might be one of the most excited times you've had coming into camp then with all the talent that has been built for this year?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to get the contract done, and it's nice to just be able to focus and get ready for the season. I think, like I said, the reason I wanted to stay is because, you know, the guys in the dressing room and the talent we have on this team, and that was a big part of my decision. And I think this team's got a really bright future, and I wanted to be part of that.
Brian, you're happy to get it done before the start of camp in the season, because, you know, you would have had a lot of questions going into.
Yeah, I'm glad it's done now, and you know, like you said, I can just focus on playing hockey and getting ready for the season. There wasn't really any doubt, though, I think the last month that it wouldn't get done before the season. I think once things got going, it rolled pretty fast, and I figured it'd be done early.
Brian, how important was term in this situation? Would a three-year offer have been a deal-breaker for you?
Yeah, I think the one thing I said, I wanted to sign a longer-term deal. You know, I wanted that stability, and I knew I could play a lot longer, and I knew I wanted to stay in Winnipeg for a long time. So the term is kind of big for me. I wanted to be here for a while and be secure, and luckily, you know, they were offering that right away. So, I mean, it worked out.
Do you think of yourself as someone who could play beyond this contract?
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to see into the future. I mean, I still have one more year of my old contract. So, I mean, by the time the 6 years is up, I'll be 37. It's hard to tell what you're going to be like at that age. But my full goal is to play as long as I can and be an effective player as long as I can. And I feel really good right now. So,
a few freak injuries, but in some ways you feel fresher at your age. Some people are saying, oh, at the end of the term, you're 37. But do you feel some ways you could be fresher because you hadn't played as many games?
Yeah, I definitely felt that. Coming back a couple of years ago near the end of the season when I missed most of it, I felt really good in the summer, which usually it takes me a while to get feeling good in the summer. But the last couple of summers, I've been able to train really hard. So, I mean, the body feels good. There have been kind of some weird injuries for me I haven't been used to. But, I mean, none of them have effects on me now, and I feel really strong. So.